Nash is able to relax a little bit. Tell me about his caliber of play this year.
Well, that's the thing. I don't think he ever relaxes. I think he always is one of the first guys to practice. He was one of the first guys to training camp a few weeks early, working on his game, always in top condition. He has to push the tempo, and he's excellent at figuring out when the team is struggling scoring. He's a little more aggressive offensively. If the team is in a nice flow, he kind of sets everything up and delivers the basketball. He picks his spots really, really well, and he's playing at an extremely high level right now, and nothing surprised me. He works hard, he prepares well, keeps his body in top condition, and that's why he is continually not only an MVP candidate but an all-star and just kind of a leader and one of the best players in the game without question.
And when you have a threat like Amari Stoudemire down underneath, it takes a little pressure off him, and Barbosa can play the point now from time to time, right?
Yeah, it's all options. You know, as many options as you can give Mike D'Antoni. Obviously, you know, the better off we are. Leandro Barbosa is having a great season. Boris Diaw's picked it up lately and is extremely talented. So we have enough weapons. Sean Marion is consistently just a dominant player. So, you know, we have a lot of weapons, but, you know, we have to continue to improve in a lot of areas and not be passive and not be complacent. And we haven't done anything yet. We have to just continue to grind it out. It's a long season, but we have the type of character guys that we're excited to have, and I think we'll continue to improve and get ready for this long stretch.
But you guys, you're so humble, but the reality is you only had 5, 6, 7 guys circulating last year. Now you've got 8, 9, maybe even 10. Doesn't that make a difference?
The depth is what we wanted to do in the off season. I think we've done that a little bit. You know, Marcus Banks and Jermaine Jones and James Jones and everyone involved there coming off the bench. So adding Jalen Rose, just to, you know, it's more options for Mike. And guys will go into have good stretches and bad stretches. You just want to stay as consistent as you can. But the more opportunities guys get, the more opportunities the coach has to put in players, obviously helps the starting unit. And it's tough at sometimes to add quality guys, and I think we did that, and we just have to continue to definitely improve in that area and make Mike feel comfortable to put certain guys in. But he goes with like about an 8-man rotation, and that's where he's at right now, and he's comfortable, and the guys know their roles, and we're going to go from there.